The organizers have entitled this morning presentation Varnashram Revolution. So I have this presentation, and because I wish to keep it within more or less an hour, so I don't really have the time for the bhajan or the verse. But you'll see there is a lot of information. The title of this section is Varnashram Revolution, so I thought I should go to the very root of Varnashram Revolution as indicated by Srila Prabhupada. Because before Srila Prabhupada, many of us never even heard the word Varnash. So we accept the axiom that Srila Prabhupada knows. So the title of this is Varnashram. I think we all know what Varnashram means: four divisions, four stages of life, four occupational divisions. The question is, Varnashram, without Gurukula, then it's just a hobby. Now, a hobby is not something bad. There are hobbies which are very sattvic. Like, for instance, here you have looking at the sky at night, looking at the stars, or music, or painting, cycling. There's nothing bad in a hobby. In fact, a hobby can be very sattvic, can be very good for you. But it's not your profession. It's not what you feed your family with. It's a side entertainment. So when we have a plan for Varnashram, or we have some dream for Varnashram, but we do not include the education of Varnashram, which is Gurukul, in the picture, then it's just a hobby. We can talk all life, Varnashram this, Varnashram that, but it's a hobby. A sattvic hobby, because it's connected to Krishna, but it's a hobby. It's not the Varnashram revolution. It's a Varnashram hobby. So, now, Srila Prabhupada did say, this is Srila Prabhupada in Mayapur early days, you have to establish Varnashram. Okay, so I think this we can agree that's Srila Prabhupada's instruction. He wanted to establish Varnashram. Now, when we talk about Varnashram, we see Varnashram through different filters, through different lenses, because we are all under different gunas. So, the basic lenses are the three gunas. And just like, you know, Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna lists a number of things: sacrifice, food, austerity, charity, action, happiness. He lists a number of human endeavors according to the gunas. Similarly, also, Varnashram, the conception of Varnashram, can be classified according to the Trigunas. Bhagavad Gita says that according to the three different modes of material nature, there are three kinds of knowledge. Now, some of this may be the same knowledge, and may be good knowledge, valid knowledge, but it's filtered through the gunas. And so it assumes a certain flavor. So different Varnashram conceptions in tamas, in rajas, in sattva. Now, I'm not going to say names. That particular person is teaching a varnashram in Rajas. That particular person is teaching a varnashram in Tamas. I'm not going to say that. But I want to make the point that there is a conception of varnashram in the different modes of nature. So, within all this variety, I'm sure you have experience of this variety, because ISKCON Ljubljana is a hot spot of ISKCON leadership and visitors. Huh? What do you say? Obisk is one of the most visited ISKCON center in the world. And so you have, in effect, so you have experience living here that different people sit on this seat or another type of chair and say a number of things, and sometimes they appear quite different. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Okay. So there is a lot of disagreement on principles, on details, on the application, and so on and so forth. So in this cacophony of opinions and gunas, what can we agree on? Something that we can all agree peacefully. Huh? What can we agree on when we are talking varnashram? Any idea that you think, well, this everybody will agree? Huh?
We need it.
We need it? Okay. Yes?
It's not the most important.
It's not the most important. It's already the disagreement right there. Okay. Okay, but I was thinking even more basic, something like, okay, varnashram means we need to have 4 good ashrams, right? I think we can all agree that it's good to have a good brahmachari ashram and good brahmacharis, right? I mean, I think we can all agree. We can say, no, brahmachari should be weak and deviant. No, good brahmacharis. Celibate students, really celibate and really students. Then good grihasthas, responsible, stable, charitable, good grihasthas. Good vanaprasthas means not wobbly vanaprastha. Means you go from vanaprastha to grihastha, vanaprastha, grihastha, grihastha, vanaprastha, grihastha, vanaprastha, grihamedi, vanaprastha, grihamedi. No. Solid vanaprastha, they retire, they finish their material life, the children are married. And then good sannyasis. Truly renounced, truly exemplary, and so on. I think we can agree on that, right? Any objection? Okay. And then I think another thing we can agree is that according to our guna and karma, we have different natures, svabhava. We all have swarupa, our eternal nature, constitutional nature. But we have an acquired nature, psychophysical nature. And so therefore we are all inclined to different activities. You'll have your intellectual, you can say spend 10 hours a day on books, writing them, translating them, studying them. Then you have people who are more practically mean physically, inclined, farmers. Then you have people who are inclined for economic development, and so on. I think we can all agree, right, that there are different natures. You notice there are different natures, right? I mean, if you're more than 7-year-old, you must have noticed that there are different natures. And then, I believe we can also agree that regardless of our psychophysical nature, with that nature, with those inclinations, we should serve Krishna. Right? That's the essence of Daiva Varnashram. There are these divisions, but the center is Krishna and Krishna's service. Can we all agree on this? Okay, so we found some agreement. Okay, so let's see what Srila Prabhupada said in the morning walk, 74. So we can agree on this, but we can also see that Srila Prabhupada had also a broader conception of Varnashram. He saw, let's see what he saw. Now you be trained up and revise the old edition of the Western civilization, especially in America. Then a new chapter will come in. This is the program, therefore Varnashram school requires. So he had a very bold vision as usual, very ambitious. And he had the revised the old Western civilization. And how he sees one important tool for this revision or revolution, to connect with the topic which I was given, is Varnashram school. In other words, through education, you create a revolution, because you create people with a new thinking, and people with new thinking, they create a different society. So it works like that. There is any society, it could be Slovenian society, 21st century, it could be Assyrian society, 2000 BC. It could be Guatemalan society in the 1800s. Any society has a certain type of education. And that society creates education according to their values, according to their priorities, according to their worldview. So, an atheistic society, Edward Darwinistic society, will teach their children that we come from monkeys and so on and so forth. Because that's the worldview. So they impose that on their children. Probably when Slovenia was part of Yugoslavia under Tito, there was not much, say, religious training in the school, right?
Not much.
Not much. I would say probably nothing, right? Because that society, communist Yugoslavian society in the 70s, did not value religion. I said that they didn't teach it to their children, okay? So society creates a type of education, and that education perpetuates a type of society. Is that clear? Okay. So, then, if we are talking, say, about Varnashram, as a tree, Varnashram society as a tree, we need to identify what is the root of this tree. And that root would see that it's education. In other words, you can't build a particular tree with the roots of another tree. Huh? You can't build an oak with the roots of a bamboo. Or you cannot build an apple tree with the root of a neem tree. The roots must be matched. So Srila Prabhupada says, in the system of Varnashram Dharma, which is the beginning of actual human life, small boys after 5 years of age are sent to become brahmachari at the Guru Ashram. Guru Ashram means Guru Kula. They become students, almost like adopted children of the Guru, but students at the Guru Ashram. So this is just a quote, we could bring it, many, many quotes. But this is just a quote that the root of Varnashram dharma, it starts from the Gurukul. So the root is Gurukula and Varnashram school. Now, those who are Grihasthas, and especially those online, how many devotees we have online?
16.
Okay. So those who are Grihasthas, have children, you are investing a lot of time and a lot of energy in your children. Naturally, they take a lot of your attention, a lot of your nurturing. And you wish them to become devotees of Krishna. Because that's their nature, that's their svabhava. That's their svarupa, that's the deep self, the dharma of the self. But unfortunately, society and the education in society, and not only I'm not talking just about the formal education, but the whole culture around children and teenagers is certainly quite different, and I would say even opposite to Varnashram values. It's a culture in which one feels, first of all, believes to be the body. Second, moral standards are very low. Killing cows and eating them is not a problem at all. And these are the teachers that teach our children. Smoking, maybe it's not cool anymore, but, it's still done. And so many conceptions of life, of what is important, of who is important. Who are the heroes of the youth? Some singer, hip-hop singer, some sport players, people run after balls of different shapes. What are the heroes they have? Pop stars, sports stars, movie stars, which in Sanskrit means is called anukari. Anukari means imitators. They just imitate, They imitate to be a king, they imitate to be a hero, but they're just imitators, and they become the heroes of society. So all our efforts in educating the children in a Krishna conscious way often are spoiled because we keep them in an environment which is not at all favorable. Okay, so let's see. That's the same morning walk Srila Prabhupada was saying, from 5 to 10 years Gurukul, and after 10 years they should go to the Varnashram college. This is our founder Acharya's vision. This is our founder Acharya's instruction. Of course, 5 to 10 years we could discuss if it's 5, if it's 6, if it's 7, if it's up to 10, if it's 12. But this is the basic idea. When they're very young, they should have a full immersion Krishna conscious school to build their character, to build their values, to build, in one word, their love. To build their sense of heroes. Not Harry Potter, but Hari without the Potter. and then of course they need to prepare for life also. Character, education, basic academics is essential, but then they have to prepare for life. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada was talking about Varnashram College, a vocational institution to prepare for life. Now, we are not saying that we cannot become architects or we cannot become doctors, engineers, advocates. We're not saying that. We're just saying that the root should be solid. The root should be sane and healthy. Then, when children have built their character, when they are till they're 12, 15, they can go inside the inside the education system, if they have, they need some skills, they need some skill to become an architect or a surgeon, that's their nature, it's fine. We're not saying everybody should be just pujaris and teachers. We're not saying that. But they go in that society having developed a strong sense of identity, and I repeat, a strong feeling for Krishna, which is the success of life. Otherwise, when they're very young, they're very vulnerable. And if they're not protected, their mind becomes shaped in so many strange ways. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, so it's an official statement. Formerly, the Brahmana, Kshatriya, and Vaishyas, everyone but the Shudras, were trained in the Gurukul. There have consequently been many instances in which great kings and emperors have given up household life. They could give up all their possession because they were trained early as brahmacharis. This quote is to stress one principle, that Gurukul is not just an education to be a man or a woman of character, and Varnashram Dharma to Varnashram school to prepare, Varnashram College to prepare for life, but Gurukul plants the seed of the needed retirement and renunciation. Because, Srila Prabhupada explained, because people were trained as brahmacharis early, then they can become vanaprasthas and sannyasis. Because they have that root, they have that healthy upbringing, they have that love for Krishna. Otherwise, without that, it's very hard to renounce. Because you have not seen it, you have not seen it anywhere. So, imagine our society, imagine Varnashram with very, very strong roots. These are pretty strong roots, right? And imagine our children peacefully growing up in these roots. They don't have to necessarily dress like this, but that's a symbol. They are in the roots, and the roots are Gurukul, then Varnashram College, and then they fit, when they grow up, they fit in Varnashram for Varnas and for Ashram. So, if we want to do this Varnashram revolution, we need to go at the root. Otherwise, Varnashram, if the roots are not there or are very weak, at the first whiff of wind, the whole project will collapse. Because it's got no root. Pause for emphasis. So, again, the Gurukula is the root. Without Gurukula, Varnashram is doomed. Now, Varnashram without Gurukul, just a hobby. In other words, we can talk our heads off and blah, blah, and more blah, and more blah, and more blah, blah, but it's a project already destined to fail. Or to be very superficial, and we can spend our long winter nights in front of the fireplace talking about Varnashram, and it will be very pleasant. And it will sound very Vedic, but it's just a hobby. Now, let's see a few letters from the founder Acharyas. Because you shouldn't listen to me. No, I'm here today, tomorrow I'm going. I mean, literally tomorrow I'm going. But I'm just saying, and somebody else will sit, and then somebody else will sit, and somebody else will sit. So you don't have to listen to me. Why you should listen to me? No intelligent person should listen to me. Especially when I say that you shouldn't listen to me. Anyway, so let's see what Srila Prabhupada says. If you become headmaster of the Gurukul, that is more important than going to South America. This is most important post. Most important post. It's in red also, you can see. In pushing on this movement. Most important post. Because it creates the root of the future. Now, letter to Stoka Krishna. I consider this Gurukula school to be one of our most important aspects of this movement, and it should be given all serious consideration by the members. Do the devotees online see the board? Yes? Okay. Now, you see this photo? Srila Prabhupada with this small brahmacharis. This is not photoshopped. This is real. I didn't take Srila Prabhupada and then take different boy, shave them up and put... No, this is real. So in other words, Srila Prabhupada did not only talk about Gurukul, he led, he established the Gurukul in Dallas, and he transported it to Vrindavan, and he spoke with the leaders, and he gave a lot of instructions, and he went personally visiting, and so on and so forth. Okay? So it's not just something that, in passing he said it. He said once, we're not sure if he said it. No, he said it, he wrote it, he spoke about it, and he did it. Dayananda Nandarani 73. Gurukul is our most important project. Srimad Bhagavatam, this is public, this is we give it in the street. In our Krishna consciousness movement, the Gurukul plays an extremely important part in our activities. Because right from childhood, the boys at the Gurukul are instructed about Krishna consciousness. Thus, they become steady within the course of their hearts. Such a poetic expression, such a powerful expression. They become steady within the course of their hearts. They love Krishna, full stop. They have no doubt. They have no other priority. They are completely absorbed, because that's what Gurukul means. Absorption and Krishna. So, why it did not work? You may legitimately ask. But we tried. Did not work so well. Actually, it was quite a fiasco. Okay? So, let's see the root of that. First of all, let's see. Let's understand that any time you want to cook something, you need to follow the recipe. So Srila Prabhupada gave a recipe for the Gurukul, and unfortunately we did not follow the recipe. Therefore, we burned the preparation, or it was something else. So there are two elements to this recipe. Best people involved as teachers, as managers. Second, funding. Substantial funding. Now, often, I'm talking about the 70s, the 80s, often our policy has been put the worst people in Gurukul. People who are useless for any other purpose, they can't sell books, they can't make money, they can't use two socks of the same color, let them be the Gurukul teachers. Jai. Okay. And funding. We did not fund the Gurukul. Gopabhatta Prabhu, some of you know him. At one point he was the Sankirtan leader in Detroit. And they sent him to Dallas to collect for the Gurukul. And he said, when he went there, he was shocked. The children were starving. The teacher was starving. Everything was broken and decrepit and poor. And then he started collecting, so he kind of had the funding. But again, that's just one example of how sometimes there was no funding. Sometimes even the parents would not pay their fees. No, Urmila Devi would come in a few days. He can tell you when she was running the school in North Carolina, one of the main efforts was to just get the parents to pay the fees for the school. Which you would think, well, you know, you send the school to Gurukul, you pay for it. No. Okay. So let's see a few quotes on this. Morning walk Vrindavan, same morning walk. Teaching should be done by the sannyasis, just like in missionary school, the fathers teach. Srila Prabhupada had experience, no? In the Scottish Church College. He had these priests that were like sannyasis. Huh? They were renounced, they were learned, and they were teaching. So Srila Prabhupada say, sannyasis, that means the best people, the most mature, the most, hopefully the most realized, learned, okay, controlled, exemplary, heavy meaning guru, meaning heavy in knowledge, they should be teaching. Letter to Satsvarup Maharaj, that school is very, very important business. And the best man must be found out for taking charge there and developing it nicely. Very, very important business. And that's too very. Best man. So, there's no doubt, Srila Prabhupada, that was the plan. Gurukul, best man. And this is Varnasha, right? We say the Brahmanas are the head of society, means it's the best part, the most valuable part. And they, Brahmanas, should teach. We're not saying anything new here, right? Let's see about funding. Letter to Jayatirtha. All Grihasthas who are interested in doing business should do so in full swing. Let all the Grihasthas wish to execute business full-fledged in the USA and in this way support Gurukula. The profits from the businesses should first go to support Gurukul. And balance may be given for the local temple maintenance. Now, if any temple president is in the room, he will forgive me for sharing this. But this is Srila Prabhupada's idea. Vyasta, make business. Don't worry, make money. But, so that, support Gurukul. And the first cut should go to the Gurukul. Then, balance may be given to the local temple. How many of you are already familiar with most of these quotes? How many, besides Adipurusha Prabhu, who is the living encyclopedia of the 21st century? How many of you heard these quotes? Yeah, that's one issue, that we don't hear these things, but they are there. I didn't make them up. There's no need of making them up because they're already there. I don't have to construct a complex system of logic and rational thought, and they're already there. Srila Prabhupada says everything. And you can see throughout the days, if you see the dates, 72, 76, you know, it's not a project like, say for instance, a project like the political preaching, huh? That was just an experiment. Then you see quotes where Srila Prabhupada said, well, you know, it cost a lot of money, didn't give much results, so for now let's stop it. It's not something like that. It was not just an experiment. This is the educational system that the Bhagavatam speaks about, the Narada Muni speaks about, the Prahlad Maharaj speaks about. This is God's system to teach is children. Nothing more, nothing less. Letter to Jagadish. The GBC should make an injunction that if they beget children, then whatever the expenses are for supporting Gurukula, they must pay for it. So before ISKCON was more collegial, was more, of course, it was more hierarchical. So Srila Prabhupada would say, the GBC should make an injunction, a resolution. If you reproduce, means you have children, you have to pay for Gurukula. Should be a rule. Can't just have children and not sustain Gurukul. Now, why we don't have Gurukul? And let me put my jacket because this section gives me cold shivers. So, why we don't have Gurukul? So, first of all, we have seen, we have not followed the recipe. Okay? Best men and good money. Good men and good money. So, we didn't do that. So, why we don't have Gurukul? First of all, right now, okay? 2019, May, how many Gurukuls we have? Very few. Very, very few. Maybe, I don't want to mention any number, but entire countries. How many Gurukuls we have in Europe? Zero. No, one in Hungary. Okay. Number one. Our past haunts us. There were so many problems. There was so much abuse. There were so many mistakes on the skin of these children. That we are still under trauma. And we need to go beyond our trauma. If you speak with some senior devotees, some leaders, you say Gurukul, they start trembling in fear. I mean, for some of you, maybe we are recently joined, it's not a big deal. But for some senior devotees, the word Gurukula is radioactive, like Chernobyl. So we need to go beyond trauma, also because other failures were not stopped. If you look at the statistics, so many gurus fell, right? But people still enthusiastically take initiation. They didn't stop that. So many marriages failed. But people still enthusiastically get married. There have been temples who have been stolen from ISKCON, like Bangalore. But people still enthusiastically open temples. So the only thing that really stopped is Gurukul. So that's the first reason. We are still traumatized. Especially our leaders, are still traumatized by the mistakes of the past. Second reason, the new convert syndrome. What does it mean? Most of us, or maybe all of us in this room, are new converts. Sociologically means that we were not born in this culture and we joined later. How many of you were born in the movement? How many of you grew up in the movement? Okay, so you grew up in the movement. Yeah, you did not grow up in the movement. I mean, you may say spiritually you grow up, but not when you are 20, you are fully an adult. You are not even a teenager anymore. So, okay, so nobody, I mean, besides my wife, basically, I mean, she grew up in Krishna. So, but we, sociologically speaking, we are new converts. Okay? Sociologically. So, most of you, most of us, we are doing okay in spiritual life, right? I mean, I assume you chant your rounds, you have some taste, You are here listening in the morning, you come, take darshan, you do a lot of service. So we are doing kind of okay, right? And we did not go to Gurukul. We are doing okay without going to Gurukul. So this is called the new convert syndrome. I didn't go to Gurukul and I'm doing okay. Why do our children need it? So, but we need to understand that we are doing okay, if we are doing okay, despite our upbringing. If our upbringing did not certainly, I mean, I don't know, I can talk for myself, what I did, what I read, what I experienced before joining the movement was not really a preparation for Varnashram Dharma. Was a preparation for hell. So, but still we are here chanting rounds and eating prasadam, a lot of prasadam. So we are doing okay. So we think, well, our children should also survive. We survive the education system. So they should also survive. It's good. It's built character. Or it's even a more subtle revengeful attitude. We suffer so much in those school desks. They should also suffer. I suffer so much in school. I don't know about you. Maybe you enjoyed the whole ride. You enjoyed. You're a happy camper. Okay. Number three. Very important, number three. There is no money in it. So, if any of us, or any of the people you know, has a Vaishya mentality, he will not be attracted to Gurukul because there is no money in it. You cannot make money with Gurukul. And therefore, it's not something that many people are attracted to. Producing this, producing that, selling this, selling that, doing this business, doing the business. That's more for people who have that nature. But education, almost by definition, is not something for money making. Even, I mean, I'm sure even in modern Slovenia, teachers and professors are not very rich. Right? Plumbers are much more rich. Right? Huh? People who unblock your toilets make more money than people who teach history and philosophy. You can see the tax returns. Okay, so because there's no money, it's not an attractive prospect for many people. Okay, it's as simple as that. Four, it needs sattva guna. Sometimes there is a lack of goodness. Goodness means that you can work long term with the same level of enthusiasm, with no immediate, tangible or material results, and still be happy. It takes time. It takes time. A Gurukul takes time. And there is no, in one sense, there is no guarantee of success. So you take a child, and it takes 10, 15, even 20 years of training. So imagine 20 years. It's a big chunk of life. If the average is 8 years, it's 25% of your life to follow up as a student, to go from 5 to 25. So it takes sattva guna. Some of us want more snappy results. Wants to something that we work now in 6 months, in 1 year, in 2 years, in 5 years, if we just have a shot of sattva guna, in 5 years, we want to see results. 20 years. 20 years, you say. What? 20 years? Okay. So sometimes we don't have sattva guna, or we don't have sattvic people. I organize this music at this point for emphasizing. But people are not attracted. Some of us, and I include myself. I'm not talking about those people out there. I include myself. We want things more happening now, in the next few months, few years. Okay. And then number five, and as you can see, I chose kind of a biblical image for this. Sometimes there is a lack of faith. Lack of faith in God, because this is a God system. Huh? The Bhagavatam is a form of God. Huh? Krishna Svadham Pagati Dharma Jnana Visa Kalunashta Drashamisha Puranarko Dunodita is the book which is supposed to give light to this Kali Yuga. And this book talks about Gurukul. Huh? Brahmachari Gurukul Vasandantor Guru Ritam. Komara Acharit Pargyo Dharmam Bhagavataya. That's the message of the Bhagavatam and of the Acharyas. Now it may take different forms, like Narada Muni says that the students should wear the deers, and that maybe the animal protection, they don't like that. So it may not be the best thing, and Srila Prabhupada didn't do that. Or says that the students should wear matted hairs, but Srila Prabhupada thought better shaved up. It's safer, looks better, and it's much more clean, and so on. So the details can change, but the idea of full absorption, education at the feet of a master, building that spirit of being a servant of the guru, that's God's system for children. And that's Srila Prabhupada's system. We are not discovering in some Bharadvaja Samhita that we never knew, but in the Bharadvaja Samhita there was a passage in which he says children should go to Gurukul. No, it's all over. It's all over the Bhagavatam. It's all over Srila Prabhupada's mission. Okay. So, lack of faith sometimes in our children. Sometimes we don't trust our children. We don't trust that with that character, with the trait. Is anybody translating? Gadada Pandit? Translating and writing at the same time. You're really a pandit. I'm impressed. Maybe you should become a Gurukul teacher. So, what I was saying? Sometimes we don't trust our children. We treat them like Shudras, maximum Vaishyas, because we think, well, they need a job. If they don't have the piece of paper, they won't get a job. They won't be hired. So we don't trust even our children. So what's the alternative? Enclosure. What's the alternative? Because you say, well, Gurukul, but what's the alternative? The alternative is very simple. Srila Prabhupada spoke about this many times, even in public. Panda lecture, Delhi. You can get more public than that. Don't spoil your children, the modern educational system, without any knowledge of Bhagavan. I may tell you frankly, not only in India, everywhere, they're practically slaughterhouse. London, I've seen intelligent boys, they go to school and he's spoiled. Yes, spoiled. He learns how to smoke, how to have sex, how to talk nonsense, how to use knife, how to fight, these things. Simply slaughterhouse. This so-called school is called slaughterhouse. Yes, slaughterhouse. Now, this is 73. So this needs to be updated, because before they only learned to use knife. Now they learn to use automatic guns. You laugh, but you see the headlines. Students go mad, take a gun, and boom, 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 machine gun kills everybody. And it's almost not the news anymore. You can almost, every week something like that happens. The headlines are becoming smaller and smaller and smaller, because it's like, it's part of life. Yes, some kid You know, they play these violent video games all day, all night, that they think that's their identity, that's a svarupa, to have a gun and shoot. So when they take a break from the video game, they go in the school and they shoot everybody, because that's what's been programmed to. Okay. This is something we're not going to get into the details, but you can look into. This is a Sir Anderson. It's a very smart man, and it's a very very pleasant speaker. You can find him in Gurukul. Slip of the tongue. You can find him on YouTube, which is the modern Gurukul, I mean. So basically he explains very historically, scientifically, how the modern system, education is modeled on the interests of industrialization and in the image of it. The modern system of education has been born with the Industrial Revolution. And he explained, you can see this video here. You may want to take a snapshot or whatever you take. You can see this video, it's an 11-minute video. It really explains historically how the root of the modern education system is the Industrial Revolution. Industrial Revolution in Sanskrit is called Ugra Karma. Okay? So, this is what happens. They put in some box where they learn Big Bang, Malaysia culture, evolution, sex, drugs, and so on. Rock and roll they learn at home, so there's no need. But so that's the system. And this is a cartoon from India. See, there's the big industrialist there. Good. See, these kids go in, the intelligent go out, discipline go out, creativity go out, and then they come out with a little degree. And they become engineers, and they hope to go to America and work 14 hours a day, spoil their life for a little what? I don't know what to say. Anyway, Hare Krishna. So a few more quotes. There is no education, actually. The modern education means simply a craftsmanship. You learn a skill so you can survive. That's all. Morning walk, Mayapur. Krishna never says that you send your children to universities and make them fools and rascals. So one who is depending on job is Shudra. That is not education. Unless he gets a job, his education is useless. Therefore, he is Shudra. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, they will create their own means of livelihood. Yesterday we were lucky to spend some time with Mrigendra Prabhu. And you can see what he's doing, and he's doing something very impressive. I mean, even the president of the country came to it, Radha Govinda, two presidents. The politicians and different stars and so on, and he expanded. Now he's expanding. So he doesn't come from what he learned at school. In fact, you may know that his father was a cook. In fact, he cooked even for Tito. Huh? But the father strongly told him, "Don't become a cook because you'll work very hard." And you get very little money. So he did something else. But because his nature is to distribute prasad, he has a very deep realization about the power of prasada, he's doing this and he's successful. And practically, besides reading and writing and little arithmetics, nothing of what he learned in school is using. Right? It's nothing. He didn't learn how to open restaurants, how to open fast food chains, and so on. He didn't do. So, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, they will create their own livelihood. They don't go begging with a little, "Please hire me, please hire me, please hire me." They don't think like that. The modern education means to create dogs. The dog goes door to door and moves the tail. Please give me, if you have anything. In Vedic culture, no Brahmana will accept any job. No Kshatriya will accept any job. No Vaishya will accept any. Only Shudras. So we don't want to see our children like this. We want to see them like this. Or like this. Jai. So this was the presentation. Varnashram. Without Gurukul is simply a hobby. Our time is up. Urgent questions. So if you have an urgent question. Do you want to bring her the mic? While the mic is there, I have many extra slides, but I just want to show you one cartoon. Some of you are familiar with Calvin and Hobbes. Can you see it? You know Calvin? Calvin and Hobbes? Oh, you didn't go to Gurukul, it means. So you see, this is how it feels at school. First of all, it feels like, you know, cows being herded. Then it feels like in a what do you call conveyor belt, some green stuff, put it in the brain. Then it feels like hamster wheel. Then it feels like a forced labor. Then it feels like a robot with zwir boing with zip. Then it feels like a parrot just repeating stuff like a parrot. Then it feels like a zombie, you know, getting out of it. Then it feels it's being banged into a square. Then it feels like a fish out of water, gasp, gasp. And then his friend Hobbes, the tiger. And Calvin says, "Boy, I'm glad to see you, Hobbes." Another typical school day. Hare Krishna. Please go with your question.
Okay, I have this question, and it's probably very stupid, so I need you to correct my thinking. But what I'm thinking that. In what happened in Gurukulas, there was also abuse from the side of the teachers, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking that maybe the abuse happened because the teachers themselves had unfulfilled, for example, emotional needs.
That's part of it?
Yeah, how would you comment that?
It's true.
So would it be better for Gurukulas and for the whole system if there would be teachers who would have those needs fulfilled?
Certainly.
Okay, so how would that, for example, if we started now with Gurukulas, who would be the best for teachers?
Do you want names and emails?
No, I just
or
want
just
you to, you know, I like to, theory is one thing, but to see how to do it and like, you know. In real life, I'm just thinking, how would you start applying things, for example?
Okay, that would be the whole different discussion. Huh? I would say two general things. If there is the will, there is the way. In other words, devotees are almost specialized to do... No, mission's impossible, right? They do things that are beyond the capacity of normal human beings. Like, you know, you got this temple, and you're running it, you distribute all the books, and you're doing Harinam, and you're doing so many things, and the rest. And so devotees, my experience, my observation, is that when devotees want to do something, they do it. Because if they are inspired by Krishna, Krishna gives them the intelligence, the strength, like that. So, I would say, first thing, if there is the will, there is the way. Henry Ford, the founder of Ford Motors, said, if you think you can, or if you think you cannot, in both cases you're right. Because if you think you can, you can. If you think you cannot, you cannot. So, I would say, first of all, let's see our attitude. Of course, if we talk about Gurukul and we start saying, and I'm not saying that you are saying this, but if we start saying, no, but, then it will never happen, obviously. It takes a lot of conviction, a lot of faith, a lot of surrender to the founder Acharya, a lot of clear thinking about what's a society, what education, a lot of clear thinking what experience we want our children to go through, and it's a hard work, certainly. That's the first part of the answer. The second part of the answer is that, yes, we need to see, do we have qualified people? Do we have mature people who are in the community, who are willing to sacrifice their life for the education of our children? That you have to see. You have to see, you have to see your community. You have to see maybe other communities. You might need to import, like in some country in the ISKCON, they import pujaris, right? Here you don't, which is to your credit. But in some countries they import pujaris, so you might want to look around. But the basic motivation must be there. The basic drive, the basic faith, is to make, as you said, the theory into a reality. Otherwise, it certainly will never happen. And then, when the dialogue is there, then we'll see some people. Maybe, I mean, I don't know all the devotees in Slovenia. There may be some retired teacher, a man or woman. There may be some people taking sannyas who can dedicate themselves to that. You have to look. So, I agree to whatever. To whatever you said. I agree, 100%. You want to add something? Can we get the mic? You want to add something? You want to add something? Can we get the mic?
It's a step-by-step approach. I know one particular devotee, it was one person, one brahmachari. He really wanted to do this a few years ago in India. And it's very difficult in India to do this kind of approach because Indian people are very much into the modern education system. They want their children to become doctors and engineers and they think otherwise you're a failure. So this one devotee started it and with all the struggles, whatever it is, and now they're growing and growing and growing and becoming more and more relevant, successful. People initially started sending the kids during evenings after the school. And then slowly they started seeing the transformation. And then they started today, okay, they started going half day and then they started taking private tuitions and then now they're full-time going. And so when people see that it works, people get faith because it's not like we cannot blame the parents or the society that, oh, they're not investing in it. We have to also create the ambience slowly, slowly, and it's like a step-by-step process.
Yes.
Not overnight.
Yeah.
Not like it cannot go viral like a video online. It needs a lot of.
See, because the organizers, the leaders of the community, gave me this title, Varnashram Revolution, then I felt my duty is to talk about this because without the roots of Varnashram, you won't have a very spectacular Varnashram Revolution. You won't have. A real Varnash, like that. And again, the principle is that if there is the will, there is the way. I'm sure when many years ago you started Padayatra, right? You must have looked, okay, how you take care of the bull, right? You might not have known everything, but you find that different people, different experience, how you take care of the bull, how you get permission, how you get the cart, and now it's becoming a tradition, right? Padayatra in Slovenia has become a tradition. But there was some effort, there was some research. So, I truly hope to inspire some dialogue. Now, will immediately take the form of a Vedic Gurukul, whatever that means, with the, you know, the Muni there, the Rishi there, Agastya Muni, Valmiki. Probably not. But if we want to build Varnashram, then you got to start from the root. Stop here. Thank you very much for your attention. Jai Gurukula ki Srila Prabhupada ki Nitai Gaur Premanandi.